It's episode one of the Pretty Petty podcast, and we are your hosts, Kehao
and Layla, a mother-daughter duo sharing our shallow opinions on what's happening in society. Some of the things we will say may come off mean, but we're not mean. We mean well.
I'm awesome. That was pretty good. Do you like it?
Sure.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I think for episode number one, maybe we should do introductions instead. Like, we literally sat here for 40 minutes or something. Why are you digging your nose?
I don't know.
Stop!
I just feel like it needed to come out.
Layla, where are you going to put it now?
Oh, I'm just going to flick it on the floor.
I hate you. Ew! Oh my god, you're rolling it in a ball.
And then I'm gonna flick it.
Okay, I'm covering my eyes right now just so you guys all know. Are you done? Okay, so yeah, we literally sat on her bed in her room for about 40 minutes trying to figure out what we were gonna talk about. What topics were trending. Stop! I wish you guys could see her. Stop, please. Please. Just stop. I can't. We're supposed to be professional, you know?
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyways, I think we should do introductions. Because that's, like, the normal thing to do on a podcast. So, Layla, let's start with you. So, oh, my God. She just tossed a fucking booger. You're disgusting. So, Layla, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself?
You're not ready. Okay. My name is Layla. I pick my nose.
Oh, my God! Stop!
At least, like, 5 times a day.
How old are you?
I'm 18. Which makes us sound so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I just recently quit my job.
As a what?
As a cashier at a thrift store called Savers. Don't ever go there. Well, actually go there because we have good stuff, but just don't go there to, like, work there.
That makes sense. Because
you'll get paid $8.65. So.
And management sucks most of the time.
Management is trash, and their HR does not give a fuck about you. So just don't go. Don't do it.
Don't work for them.
Yeah, they suck. But part-timers get medical and stuff, so.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
They get vacation time.
Stupid.
Yeah. And,
So now that you're not working, what are you planning to do?
I'm planning on serving my church, but that kind of changed now, because now I don't want to. And, I kind of want to go to school, but then I'm like, ugh, school. That's gross. I got bored just at the Catch the Heart freaking thing. I felt like I was at school.
What?
Yeah.
She's talking about a course for our church for new members. We went to this course last week, Saturday, and it wasn't even that long.
It felt like I was in a class or something.
It was like, maybe 4 hours, but that included lunch. And
that was like, what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
Oh my God. Whatever. Okay, so you don't know if you want to go to school.
Yeah.
So what are you doing right now?
And I don't know if I want to serve. Oh, right now I'm fucking catching up on my sleep and eating actual meals during the day.
Catching up on your sleep that you've lost over the past almost year?
Year and like 3 or 4 months.
Oh.
And then, yeah. And now I get to eat a meal, like 3 meals a day instead of 1. And I don't go out to eat as much.
That's
it's really good.
Yeah.
Life is great.
Even though she just went out to eat lunch today, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but it was Cafe Zupa, and I got a salad. An ultimate grilled cheese.
Yeah, I knew it. I was waiting.
Yeah, but that has pesto and tomato in it. So that's still kind of healthy.
Whatever. You ate out. Okay. Anything else? What about your hobbies?
Ooh, my hobbies? I like to paint when I'm sad. And only when I'm sad. I can't paint any other time. I really like anime. And I'm obsessed with my cat.
And your boyfriend.
It's your turn.
Come on, you gotta talk about the boyfriend.
Oh. He's a Filipino.
Shut up!
And he knows how to kill chickens.
Oh my gosh!
And he knows how to clean them.
Oh my goodness, I can't right now.
He's a meat eater. And it's... Sometimes it's just so gross to see him eating me.
No, it just came out of my nose.
Grab it and roll into a ball.
No, it was kind of water.
And flick it onto the floor. See if you can hear it or it lands.
You're disgusting.
You know, me and Denzel, something that we do together, we pick our noses together and try to compare our boogers.
What? Your dad and I don't even do that. We've been together for almost 15 years. All right. I think we got a great introduction to Layla. Oh, actually, I have a question for you. Tell the listeners what you aspire to be. What was that? You did a... You flinched your nose or something. What the fuck was that? What do you aspire to be? Why the fuck did you flinch your face at me?
Because I'm looking at you like, what the? What kind of freaking question is that?
You can ask me fucked up questions.
Whoever has aspirations has problems.
What? I aspire to be Pastor Bam when I get... What? He's so high vibe and, like, nice and inviting.
You know, I used to be him.
You used to be him?
Yeah, I used to be like that.
I don't ever remember that.
I used to be very high vibe.
Maybe when you're, like, 4 years old.
No. No.
When?
No.
What?
Like, a year ago. Really? I was really, like...
A year ago, you were mad at me because I made you move to Las Vegas. Lies.
Whoa, okay, more than a year ago then. So after you left.
Oh. I hate you.
I was so happy and positive, and then...
I'm gonna take that laugh that you just did and make it an interlude and just...
Do it, keep do it, pulling. Do it. Just do it!
What do you aspire to be, Layla?
Dead? I don't know.
Shut up! You want to be a makeup artist!
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my god.
I don't really know what I want to do. Right now, I feel like I have no purpose.
What?
So, right now, I'm trying
to. It's probably because you don't want to serve at church, that's why.
Fuck church, man.
What?
Fuck that place. I'm so.
Oh my gosh, God. I'm so. Forgive her, for she does not know what she is saying right now.
I repent.
Yeah, you need to. You're evil. That was bad. Our church is bomb. That hurt my soul. Ow.
I pity you.
I pity you.
Good.
How dare you say that? You know what? In her defense, I will say she is an Aquarius. And they don't do good with change. She also has Leo in her chart. You're a Leo moon. And you guys, you motherfuckers are fixed signs. And you don't do good with change. So... She's resisting the changes that are happening right now. And so that's why she says outlandish, crazy shit like that. Okay. So, all right. That's like almost 10 minutes of talking about you. How boring. Okay. So, your turn.
Okay.
You hold this because I need a strap. Oh. All right.
Okay. What are... Your aspirations.
You can't ask me that right now. You're supposed to ask me to introduce myself.
What's your name? How do you like your eggs in the morning?
My name is Mom. I like my eggs with diced garlic and cherry tomatoes. Over hard.
I meant like... Okay.
Oh. What?
All right.
What? I'm extra. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Judge me. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Can I lay down on your bed?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm 39 years old, and I have four kids, and Layla is the oldest of my four children, and, I am in a long-term relationship. Is that what it's called, long-term?
I don't know.
Well, I'm in a serious relationship, and we've been together for 15 years.
And they're not freaking married, because they're weirdos.
We're getting married in May. We were going to get married this May. But his auntie and his uncle want to throw our, what is it called? The party to celebrate your wedding. Starts with an R.
Reception.
Yeah, yeah. Our wedding reception. Yeah. They wanted to host it for us. I can't sit like this. It's so uncomfortable. So they wanted to host it for us, and they asked us to wait until they came back because they were visiting.
Excuse me.
You're a disgusting human being.
I wasn't going to say excuse me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so they wanted us to wait until they came back, and so they're coming back in May, and we're going to get married May 11th, 2019, which I believe is Mother's Day. I'm not sure about that, but I think it is.
You're wrong.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
All right, let's go find out. Here. Okay, yeah, use your phone.
I will find out. Let's find out, woman. It's not. I told you.
Mm.
It's May
12th. Oh, shut up. I was a day off. You're ugly. So anyway.
You know who else is ugly?
Hmm.
Never mind. I don't want to say it. Can you say?
Mm-hmm. You have really pretty doo-doo brown eyes.
I get that a lot.
So anyway, so yeah, not married yet, but we are engaged, because now we go to church and stuff, and I just feel like that's the right thing that we should do, because in the past I've always felt like it was for other people, but now I have a different understanding of marriage. So anyway, that's boring. We don't want to talk about that. What else? I'm a freelance web and graphic designer.
So if you need shit done, hit her line.
Yeah, because I don't have work. Because
we're broke.
Yeah, we're poor. I wouldn't say broke, but we're poor. And yeah, I don't really promote myself very much, so I'm trying to do that more now. And our album art was made by me, yours truly. Hi. I also made us a logo that Layla just saw. And
we only started this podcast today, and it was her idea this morning at 7 in the morning.
Oh, she was it 7?
Blowing on my fucking phone.
You know what?
Phone.
I think I was dreaming about it, because I woke up and I was like...
That's funny.
Me and Layla should do a podcast, because we talk about funny stuff.
Yeah, because Denzel woke up this morning at 7 o'clock when you were blowing on my phone. Mm-hmm. He goes, your mom said, oh, let's talk about a podcast. And I look at him like, what? He was, and then he starts reading all of it. I can't remember all of it. Oh, I was like, God. Is this what she's thinking about at 7 in the morning? Is starting a podcast? But after that, I was like, okay, I'm going back to bed. So then we go back to bed. We wake up, and Denzel goes, was that a dream of your mom saying that she wanted you to start a podcast? I was like, I don't think so. That sounds like something that she would do.
You're stupid.
You do the craziest stuff.
That's not crazy.
You think of the weirdest things.
How is that weird? It was divine inspiration. Divine. It came to me from the source of all creation in my sleep. And I woke up inspired AF, and I was like, OMG, I gotta tell Layla now because I might forget later because you know how my brain is. I got the mom brain. So I text you, and I was like, yo, we should start a podcast. Because, you know, we talk about crazy shit, and then it's funny. And Kaino was always, like, laughing, which is weird because he doesn't have emotions, so.
Are you awake at 7:33 a.m.? I have an idea.
Great.
LOL. We should do a podcast once a week, and we could call it Pretty Petty. Who the fuck comes up with that? How did you even come up with that?
Because you're pretty and I'm petty.
Oh, okay. And...
and together we're pretty petty when we talk about these things, see? Oh my gosh, it's genius!
And we just talk about stuff like we usually do. Whatever is trending, Mandela effect, whatever.
Well, at least you didn't make me sound like a witch like you usually do.
My response was, and then she freaking makes a logo 2 hours later.
It's album art.
Okay, whatever it is. And then I responded an hour or two later and I was like, that would be dope. I just woke up.
And she was lying, by the way. You need a pore strip.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. You know what else I need? A freaking...
dick. Actually, no, because you slept over your man's house last night, so you probably don't. What?
I need my nails done.
Oh.
Yeah. They just look like they need to be pretty or something.
Yeah, they look like they belong to a five-year-old or something.
Yes.
Oh, shit. I thought you got mad at me. I thought you were going to hit me. I was like, oh, my God. That scared me. I need water.
I do.
Did I finish introducing myself?
Yeah, but maybe you should talk about yourself a little bit more because I had 10 minutes to myself.
Okay.
What do you, how do you feel about church? Is it very, like, are you convinced that there is a God? Like, are you willing to, like, call it God? Or do you, are you just doing church because you're interested in it? And wanting to learn how they view their stuff on it? Or do you still think, you know, God or whatever is the universe? Or what do you think?
I can't believe you are asking me a churchy, religious, spiritual question.
Why?
I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, I wanted to know.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I like going to church and I like what I do. You know, like serving. And it's because I'm doing something that I would love to do so much that I would do it for free. So is there something in your life that you just love doing so much that you would do it for free for people? Because that's when you know that's your passion.
I think that was like... very inspirational, but stupid at the same time.
What do you mean?
Okay, well, do you think that Christians are right when they say that, like, tarot cards and astrology are, like, satanic?
No, I don't. I think they're very extreme Christians, and I don't think that they're free thinkers. And I think that yeah, that I don't agree with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could go into depth in that another time, though.
Yeah, because this was just supposed to be an introduction.
Yeah.
And we're 20 minutes into this.
Yeah, that's cool. Podcasts are like an hour an episode.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like hell. I would not sit here for an hour just listening to people talk.
People do it.
That's freaking weird.
Don't judge me. I do it.
That explains how you turned out.
What's wrong with me? You're fucking ugly.
Are you sure you're not the one that's pretty and I'm petty?
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I think that gives us...
that pretty much wraps up episode one.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
That was just an intro. We didn't even get into the podcast itself.
Oh. Okay.
Like, what is this podcast going to be all about?
Weird shit. Shenanigans.
So, essentially, I thought this would be allowing people to kind of be a fly on the wall, you know? And be able to listen in on conversations that we have. Because they're pretty funny, I think.
Yeah, a like lot. Yesterday's.
Yeah.
Interesting. If you guys want to know, we were talking about anal. And if you guys like that, that's cool, but that's not my way.
Yeah, exit only. Yeah. We both agree with that. But our mans, apparently, I don't know, are different.
I hope that dad doesn't hear this. He's probably going to get all weird.
Yeah. Hopefully Denzel doesn't hear this, because he'd probably listen to this. He's a Gemini.
You know what he was telling me the other night?
What?
One night when I slept over there again, or he slept over here, he was like...
you should listen to your mom's podcasts. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm my mom's daughter, and I don't even take the time to do that.
That's funny.
He's like, I think we should listen to them. They're pretty good. And I was like, I don't know who the hell you are.
Dude, he likes the dirt. That's how Geminis are, man. They're like that. But anyway, yeah, yesterday's conversation was pretty interesting.
Oh my gosh. I have something to talk about.
Okay.
And it's about my life, because I'm self-centered.
Okay.
Okay. So this morning, Denzel pissed me off for something. And, you know, he's been growing, like, a mustache, beard thing, kind of going on, and it's pretty fucking weak. His beard on his chin is, like, fucking 5 pieces of hair. You know, and, like...
I'm sorry, Denzel?
And, like, his mustache, like, I don't know, you know, he's pretty dark skinned, you know?
Denzel, I'm saying sorry because you ended up with my child.
And...
Not because you have 5 pieces of hair, I promise. That wasn't what I was... Okay.
Uh-huh. But yeah, you know, and he's kind of dark.
Right.
You know? And I don't know. Whenever he has facial hair, he just looks like fucking dirty or something. Mm. I don't know. Like, I don't like it on him.
Yeah, some guys, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like fluffy hair. You mm-hmm. know, it's not like thick beard haired. It's like...
Like 12-year-old pubic hair?
No.
Oh.
No. It's like, you know, just... Peach fuzz almost, but you know.
Little... Oh, so it's not even 12-year-old pubic hair?
No, it's like really like it's not even like.
It's like fuzzy, like yeah. Kainoa's mustache when he was like.
Yeah, it's like Kainoa's mustache right now. Okay. I was telling Denzel today. I roasted him too. I was like, you know what? You need to shave that fucking mustache. And I was like, Kainoa's mustache is better than yours.
What?
And Kainoa's freaking 15.
That's my number two kid.
Well, I don't care. I want to grow it out. No shave September, because I'm starting early.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, no shave November.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, you sound like an idiot. He's like, I just want to see how far I'll go. Well, anyway, that was in the past, and that's been our conversation for, like, weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So today comes along. And he pisses me off, you know? So I'm, like, being real quiet and silent.
I want to lay down in your bed, but I'm afraid I'm going to, like, lay in a fucking...
cum puddle?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you won't.
I hope not. Okay.
And so...
I'm listening.
Yeah, so then, So yeah, so he pissed me off. And then today... I don't know. He went to take a shower this morning. And I was taking a shit. And then
relationship goals.
And then he comes out wrapped in the towel. And he goes... So... Since I made you mad... Do you want to shave this? And he starts shaving it.
Oh.
In front of me. And it was the most satisfying thing on the planet. Because I was like, oh, I have so much control over you.
Oh, my gosh.
I can make you do what I want. Just because I'm upset. And I was just like, gosh. I have total and complete control over this guy.
That's like, when you know really, he's the one, you know.
I know. And when you guys, like, read each other's minds.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
And you could just give him a look, too.
Yeah.
What?
Our neighbor is shirtless, and he's really fat. And he's walking in his front yard. He's bending over. You can probably hear us.
Wait, what's going on? He's lost a lot of weight. He has a body like Papa.
Yeah. He's got the man boobs in him.
Up.
One time, I was headbanging to EDM like, in here when we first moved. You remember me telling you this, right?
Yes.
And I had my window open, and I was headbanging hella hard and going nuts. And I turn and look outside my window, and the neighbors are all outside and staring at me.
And they're like a Hispanic family.
Yeah.
I don't think English is their first language.
I felt so awkward.
Oh, that's so funny.
Anyway, yeah, so today is a national holiday because Denzel shaved his mustache and his pathetic beard.
You are so rude.
You gotta be rude. He's a Gemini. Gotta keep his ass on his toes. I guess. Or else he's gonna leave me. And we can't have that.
I don't know. His Venus is in Taurus. I don't see that happening. I think you're stuck with him. Where's your Venus in Sag?
Yeah, that's why I like him iffy still about him.
You're so annoying.
Yeah, it's like I want to be single, but then again, I want to be in a relationship.
I wonder where your dad's Venus is. Mine is in Pisces. So I think my relationship's perfect, and it's not. That's, so there's that. It's great. And your dad's Venus is in Virgo. That's why he criticizes me so much.
Ooh, this is another good, like, part for introduction.
Wow.
We talk about and compare everything to astrology.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, we do. Even though we go to a Christian church and Layla's a Christian. I'm proud. You know what? You're gonna... There's two different types of Christians. There's the hypocritical Christian, and then there's the Christians that actually are Christians. And you could be one of those Christians that are actually Christians, like Pastor Lisa and Pastor Ben.
I don't think I'd ever be like them.
Why? They're so nice.
Well,
you could be
being
nice.
Being nice does not mean anything.
Yeah, but
it's just their perspective on life. Like, they, like, the way they explain things makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times where I still don't agree.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like,
they explain their point of view pretty well. And, like, I get that. But I feel like it's still okay for me to disagree.
Like what? What'd like, you... What?
Like... Like...
The only one that I've ever not agreed with was Pastor Terry.
Oh, his recent service on the Sunday?
No. It was on... when he was talking about, like, Hinduism...
Oh, I remember you
and saying they worship demons and stuff, and I was like, why is he bad talking about other religions right now?
Yeah.
Like, that didn't sit well with me, because I was just like...
Because yeah. I think Hinduism is interesting. I think a lot of religions are interesting.
Yeah. I think, like, it's just ignorance, like, saying that, like, Ganesh is a demon. I'm like, he's so ignorant, has no idea that, like...
Yeah,
it's like,
that's
not...
like something I don't like.
Yeah.
And I think that's just because, like, that's religion, though.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of people, just because it's, you know, what they heard and read from a book that's, mm-hmm. like, thousands of fucking years old, they automatically are like, oh, I know everything, and this is the only way. There's only one path to take.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no other path you can take. But that's so wrong to not be open-minded about things.
Yeah, free thinker.
Yeah, like, you can't just bash on something not even knowing anything about it.
I mean, but then again, we don't really know what he thinks he knows, too, so there's that. But I just think talking about other religions is not a good thing. That's not a good look. Because you're not supposed to judge.
Yeah, because that's their thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing their own thing. It's not like they're being so concerned about us.
Right, well.
Like, they're probably just... trying to do their own thing.
Right.
You know, they're probably not looking at other people being like, wow, Christians only believe in one God?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking stupid. Right. Like, nobody's gonna...
Well, you don't know. That. There could be.
I don't know. I don't see...
Dude, come on now.
I mean, there is a possibility. I could...
Yeah. Of course.
I don't know. You just don't hear people... Other nationality, like, people doing that there.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, from other countries?
Yeah, you don't...
Well, we don't live there, too, so...
Yeah, but wouldn't you think, like, if they're bashing on, like, Christianity, which is mostly, like...
You want to hear something funny? There's this guy on YouTube who actually went around, like, Israel interviewing Jewish people. Jews.
So, white people?
Jews.
Okay.
That live in Israel.
Okay.
God's chosen country. And asked them if they believed in Jesus. And when they said no, they didn't believe in Jesus, he said, why? And then he was, like, asking, like, what do they think of Christians who believe in Jesus? And they said they think that they're brainwashed people. So, there are people in other countries.
But aren't Jews white?
I guess you could say they're white. They're Jews. They're Jewish. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not, like, European white, like.
But they're white.
The Captain Cook type of white. that you think, like, Howley.
I'm just being racist right now.
Are you?
Yeah. I've just always been racist ever since I moved here.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that went over my head. I thought that was, like, a legit question.
Oh, no. I'm, like, low-key being racist right now.
Why would you do that?
Why would I do that? That's for another episode.
Okay. Well, anyway... You sit and tell me what you didn't agree with.
Oh, what I didn't agree with?
Yeah, at whatever.
Yeah, you're gonna have to give me a minute to think about that, because my memory is complete trash. But all I know is that one time they talked about something, and I was just like, what? But you know what I noticed? Pastor Terry's message for this week?
Yeah, about serving?
I did not.
Of course not. You didn't like it. It does resonate because you don't want to serve. And he was talking about the importance of serving.
I know. I understand
that. So you're rejecting it.
But he was just saying, like, he was talking about purpose, too. Like, everybody's here for a purpose. Like,
yeah.
Well, and then he was saying, like, we are servants not to be served.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, like, we are not served, we serve. Like, saying that other people aren't servants to us.
That's not true, because he used Jesus as an example and said that Jesus didn't feel like he was so high and mighty.
Yeah, he said that he was, couldn't He said that he was serve. A servant himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never said anything about Jesus.
Well, I'm just saying, but he cleaned their feet.
Yeah.
So they got served.
But I think even though they're servants, he's trying to show that he's not high and mighty just because he's God's child.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, everybody's God's child.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like, I don't know.
I think you misunderstood the message for that part of, like, we're not supposed to be served or something, because we all are being served.
In a way.
Yeah. You have to think about it. I think because you were in this mindset where you're like, "Fuck this." You just didn't really listen to it. Possibly. What's the shifty eyes?
Oh, I don't know. Just listening.
Okay.
To your perspective.
Just saying. Layla is a really good kid, to be honest. Like, she will always take what I say into consideration. And she basically treats it like it's the word of God, honestly.
Because you are a God.
Shut up.
Nah, serious. Everything you say comes true.
Well.
Everything you say is true.
I feel like that about my mom, too, though.
No, you're wrong.
Why?
She's not. She is not.
You better hope she does not listen to this.
Bro. Okay. She's kind of right sometimes. But not all the time.
Yeah.
Because she's a Pisces.
Well, yeah.
And she's sometimes delusional and doesn't see it.
Yeah, yeah. She is like that.
But she is really good at proving her point.
Oh.
Like, I understand where she comes from and things like that.
Yeah.
But I do not take what she says like it's the fucking Bible.
Like it's the word?
Yeah. But everything that comes out of your mouth, I truly believe everything.
Really?
Everything that comes out of your mouth. Your mouth. Everything.
So even when I tell you you're ugly?
Yeah.
You're stupid.
That's
I mean, for
a long time.
Okay, but you're not stupid.
I thought I was really ugly.
You know what?
I really thought I was so
I just
ugly.
Did it to keep you humble, because if I never did it, you would have been the Gabrielle. What the fuck's her name?
Gabby
Cordova. You would have been a Gabby Cordova if I didn't do that. You're welcome.
Well, thanks, Mom, for making an insecure child. Very blessed.
That's not...
God bless. I'm already insecure because my teeth are fucked up.
Well, that's your fault, girl, because, you know, you had braces, and you fucked up the retainer by leaving it around, and then the dog chewed up, like, more than once.
I put it on the counter, and knew we hopped on the counter.
Well, it must have smelled really great. Where he wanted to put it in and around his fucking mouth.
Okay, well.
And just...
You can come smell my mouth and find out what that smells
like. I don't care. Nobody's asking, though, okay? So, anyway. How did we even get to this? I thought this was an intro.
This is how our conversations always go.
True. All right. You're right. I got to make beef stew. What time is it? Oh, shit. I got to go. All right. We're going to wrap this up. This is a short one. It's like 35 minutes.
I can't wait to have meat in my mouth.
That's great. I'm sure you had some meat in your mouth last night.
Nope. I don't like that kind of meat.
Okay. I was kidding, but cool. All right.
I don't like that kind of meat. Not anymore.
Fuck, I gotta make mac salad too. Your dad wanted beef stew and mac salad. He said he's gonna help me cook, so.
So make dad make mac salad. He's good at it.
No, I'm teaching him how to make the beef stew, actually.
Okay. Actually, do that then, because you make mac salad good too.
I don't wanna do it.
Yeah, but you make it good.
You should make it.
I do not make it good.
Oh.
No, I do not. I do not make that shit good. That's why I feel bad for my future kids, because I know Denzel's gonna be like, oh, Hawaiian food.
Can you come sit closer to the microphone? What if people can't hear you? What is that? That looks like constipation. Stuck shit or something? Layla is prone to stuck shit, though, to be honest.
I don't drink enough water.
Yeah, you don't hydrate.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that water drip. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Shut up. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. This was episode one. What should we call it?
The fucked up intro.
No! The fucked up intro?
It's pretty fucked up.
What? No, it's not.
This is, hey. Look, he's
over there. What is he doing?
He's bending over. Oh, yeah. Working.
He's lost weight, you know, because he walks around the neighborhood in the morning now.
Oh.
You got a really solid looking belly. Like, that belly says, I love my carnitas. And carne asada.
And carnitas loves me.
We're fucking racist bitches! Oh my god!
That should be our intro name. We're racist bitches.
Oh, I hate us. I hate us. We're just kidding. Look, we love carnitas. Layla's Mexican, you know. Layla's Mexican, right? Tell them, you're Mexican. Right, you're allowed to make fun of your own race. I'm Spanish.
That's why I can be racist against white people, too, because I'm white.
Yeah, you are. I'm white, too. Yeah. And I'm black, and I'm Hawaiian, and I'm everything but Japanese and Korean, pretty much. And Russian. Stop. That's making me uncomfortable. She's flaring her nose at me. All right, can we end this? All right, so we're going to end this. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And stop.
My nose naturally flares when I laugh.
No, it's okay, yeah. But you're not naturally flaring it right now. That you're forcing. We should put that on Instagram. Here, let's do it right now live on the podcast. Let's show everybody the nostrils. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. Can you do that again? Okay, ready, set, go. Oh, yeah. So. All right, so it's up on the Instagram. Our Instagram is the... The Pretty Betty Podcast on Instagram. Yeah, we're going to try and do this like once a week, every Friday.
Well, I feel like it'll be more often than that.
You think so? Yeah. I don't know if I want to do this more often than that. This takes a lot of effort and energy. Oh, God. And dealing with you. What is that? You make the fucking most horrible faces. We should probably put the neighbors on here, too. Just to give them a visual of what's happening.
Focusing to the. Did you end it, the podcast?
No.
Not yet. Oh my gosh.
Okay. We're really gonna end this. I gotta go cook dinner and feed people. So thanks for tuning in. We'll probably see you back here on next Friday, and we'll be talking about eating ass, Layla. Really? I don't do that. That's not my thing.
Me either.
You're.
And by ass, maybe I mean fucking bacon. Mm-hmm. Bacon. Bye.
Maybe we'll come back tomorrow because I really want to talk about some of those Mandela effects. Is that what it's called? Stop! Stop, Layla. I can't.
Yes, it's Mandela effect.
Okay. That's happening to art. And then Eminem and the MGK guy and the J Electronica Kaka. The Electronica Kaka. Who I don't even know who the fuck he is until this Eminem shit happened. What, you don't want to talk about that? Yeah. I thought you like Eminem.
I do. I don't really care about that kind of drama because it's not funny. It's too serious. And it's
stupid. Is it?
I like things that are funny. Like the Kardashians are funny because they're just stupid.
Hmm.
Like it's amusing. That's the only reason why I'm interested in some dramas. Hmm. Is because it's funny.
Okay, so if we do make another episode before Friday, then we'll talk to you guys then. That's disgusting. I don't want to look in your fucking mouth. Gosh. Okay, so yeah, we're done. We should have like a tagline saying at the end. Oh, we might be mean,
but we mean well.
Oh shit! Yay.